Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
Finding and getting in touch with your intuition after an emotionally confusing relationship may take some time, since the narcissist has tried their very best to separate you from it, and especially from acting upon it. In this video, we're going to talk about what intuition is, how engaging with a narcissist can destroy your connection with it, how to reconnect, 6 hurdles in the process to overcome, plus the timeline to anticipate. Let's get started. But first, as we are recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, it's important to keep our diet in check and to add additional healthy fruits and vegetables beyond what we may be accustomed. Sun Warrior makes this possible. Sun Warrior is a plant-based protein and superfood company that is dedicated to providing the best vegan protein powders and supplements. Their mission is to provide guidance to individuals on their path to self-actualization by nourishing and transforming the planet. I'll leave a link for Sun Warrior in the description. They're also found on our website. Now, intuition is the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. It's often referred to as a gut reaction in acquiring new knowledge or experiences. Psychologists believe intuition draws from past experiences in our long-term memory storage to search for similar events or situations to make an assessment based on pattern matching. The narcissist does not want you to be in touch with your intuition for many reasons. They want to be the party that imparts knowledge. So at every interaction, they are trying to separate you not only from listening to it, but from getting in touch with it on a regular basis. Have you ever felt something was just not right, but had a hard time explaining it? Do you sense something is off, but need more time to conclude? This is your intuition. A narcissist wants to prevent you from engaging into your intuition because they want you to be dependent on them. From the very first encounter with a narcissist, they are trying to train you to need them, to serve them, and to be dependent on them. A narcissist is the mastermind behind the tactics. They will downplay, minimize, gaslight, belittle, not validate, will silence you, and more. They use tactics over and over and over again, and after a while, you may start to listen less to yourself, have increased doubt, and slowly lose the connection with your intuition by design. For more information on the tactics, check out Master Manipulators. A link will be in the description. But many people state they feel something was off in the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist, but they ignored the red flags or denied them, or even minimize them. This was the narcissist at work, covertly, behind the scenes, to derail you from your intuition. It's essential to reconnect with your intuition because it's a signal something needs further exploring. It's meant to protect you and to warn you. Here are some ways to reconnect with it. Listen to your mind, your heart, your body, that inner voice. Get in a quiet place, free from distraction, or go on a walk where you can think and have independent thought. Be wary of who and what you are listening to and surround yourself by. Assess your inner circle and observe how others treat you. Listen to what you say to yourself. Watch out for self-sabotage. There are many hurdles in overcoming and recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, and regaining the connection with your intuition is one of the steps, and it brings its own set of unique challenges. It's a process to rediscover your intuitive side, to listen to it, and to start to trust it. Here are 6 hurdles you may run into as you venture down this path. First, it goes against the flow. If you've been in a relationship with a narcissist for a long time, and all of a sudden you find your voice and try to share it and speak it with the narcissist, you will be met with a heap of tactics coming toward you. Your intuition is meant for you to listen to gauge your life and direction. If you share it with someone, especially the narcissist, be prepared for it to not go over well, since they have tried to destroy this connection from the onset. They will not be thrilled. Second, intuition has been backburnered for a long time. If you've been with a narcissist for any length of time, you may not realize it, but you've been conditioned to turn off your intuition, to lose sight of it, not to listen to it, and definitely not to share it. Because of the tactics the narcissist has used over and over again, you may find you are out of touch with your intuition and have been for an extended amount of time. You may have closed the door to it years ago or longer. Getting in touch with it, separating yourself from the narcissist so you can have a clear head and assess time to think will aid in getting back in touch with it. Next, trained to deny. Not only have you placed your intuition on the back burner, but you've also been trained by the narcissist to handle it a certain way. You may have automatically been trained to deny it, ignore it, and to definitely not listen to it. You've been trained to listen to the narcissist, not yourself. The very tactics a narcissist uses against you are the very tactics you may start to use against yourself without even realizing it. It may be a pattern which has existed for a long time. The good news is that we can begin to make changes, and it starts with awareness. Observe how you treat yourself. Next, intuition may cause changes. Getting in touch with your intuition can have a profound impact over time. As you begin to listen to it and rebuild your trust with yourself, you will listen more and more with confidence and be able to make changes you deem to be the right moves for you. Next, it's hard to implement. Yes, it is hard to make changes, especially at first. As part of the recovery process from narcissistic abuse, there is a process to begin again to take time for yourself and gradually make changes when ready that will be beneficial to you. One step at a time. Be easy on yourself. Having the awareness is a great start. Next, others may downplay your intuition. One of the most challenging hurdles in reconnecting with our intuition is what to do with the knowledge once acquired. We may be excited to hear a voice that has been quieted for so long and may wish to share it. While sharing is great in bringing individuals together, be sure you have a safe place in which you can share. You may quickly find that there are others who you believe to be in your inner circle, who you believe supported you in your efforts, only were flying monkeys from the narcissist, or who do not appreciate your newfound connection. They may be jealous, etc. Not everyone will be supportive, is my point. It's a process which may be defined further by trial and error. Lastly, the timeline. Reconnecting with your intuition is a process and it will take time. There is no rush. Gradually start to establish the connection. Over time, you will build on this foundation. You will rebuild your confidence and trust in yourself again. I hope this has been helpful. What hurdles have you run into as you were rebuilding after a relationship with a narcissist? What was the process like for you in rebuilding trust with yourself and learning to listen to your inner voice of intuition? Drop a comment below. And if you like this video, you're going to like this one here next. I'll see you in the next video. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn signing off.